Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. What would you think if a young woman propositioned you to engage in sexual acts and then informed you that she was doing it to raise money for her church? Would you think she had lost her mind or was simply using a new trick to make money for herself? The truth of the matter is, in ancient times, many temples used prostitutes to raise money for the temple treasury. For example, the Temple of Aphrodite in the city of Corinth housed 1,000 young women who were dedicated to harlotry. These young women would go out in the streets of Corinth and approach the thousands of sailors who regularly passed through that city. They would sell their bodies to raise money for their temple. The New Testament writers do not speak of idolatry so often as do the Old Testament writers, but they did know about it and condemned it with great vigor. Paul gave a long list of sins which caused men to be lost. One of these was worshiping idols. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11, Galatians 5, 19-21. Paul commended the Thessalonians for turning to God from idols to serve the living and true God. 1 Thessalonians 1, 9. Many, if not most, of the early Gentile Christians had been converted from pagan idolatry. When the Gentiles knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Romans 1:21-23. As a result of their turning from the true God to serve idols, they became immoral, sexually and in every other way. Men and women turned to their own sex for fulfillment. Romans 1:24-27. The recipients of Peter's first letter, like most of the early Christians, had come from Gentile nations. The vast majority of the Gentiles were idol worshippers. Peter affirmed that his readers had wrought the will of the Gentiles. When they walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. 1 Peter 4:3. The word abominable literally means unlawful. All idolatry from God's viewpoint is unlawful. Besides, of all the behavior of humankind, there is none more foolish, more inexcusable, and more destructive than idolatry. How can any intelligent man make a god of wood or stone or metal and say, "This is my God"? Have you ever been in a country where men and women engaged in idolatry? In the early 1980s, I made a mission trip to Singapore and to Malaysia. Never before had I seen idol temples, but there are many, including the Snake Temple in Malaysia. In every store in Singapore and in Malaysia, one could buy his favorite god. New Testament Christians in those Southeast Asian cities are embarrassed at the crass idolatry which exists in their countries. India may have as many as 1 million gods. Is that one reason India is one of the most backward countries in the world? But one does not have to have an idol sitting in the corner of a room in order to be guilty of idolatry. Most Americans would be disturbed at the idolatry in many foreign countries, but they may be as guilty of idolatry as are our pagan neighbors. When we lay so much stress on pleasure, even legitimate pleasure, that it interferes with our service to God, have we not made worldly pursuits become our God? When we strive to be rich at all costs, has not money become our God? My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.